I'm Vanessa Phelan with the latest news, sports, and weather. For the first time since 1989, Luxembourg's adoption law has been modernized to better reflect societal changes. The new legislation expands adoption rights beyond married couples, allowing those in registered partnerships or PACs, unmarried couples in stable relationships, and even single individuals to adopt. Another important update ensures that children and teenagers must be consulted before an adoption is finalized. The judiciary will continue to assess whether an adoption is in the best interest of the child, regardless of the applicant's family structure. The Chamber of Deputies has extended key housing investment incentives until the end of June, amid political division and growing calls for reform and transparency in the property market. Retroactively effective from the 1st of January, the measures, which include a higher threshold for notarial deeds related to property transactions, also include halved registration costs, a quarter rate on capital gains, and increased accelerated depreciation. In international stories, Denmark's Prime Minister will aim to shore up a united front with Greenland today during a visit to the autonomous territory, which US President Donald Trump has vowed to take over. Observers say her visit will reassure the island of 57,000 people, the vast majority of whom, polls show, want to become independent from Denmark but do not wish to become part of the United States. Hungary has announced it will quit the International Criminal Court, just as Prime Minister Viktor Orban hosted his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu on his first trip to Europe since 2023. Last year, the ICC issued an arrest warrant against the Israeli leader for crimes against humanity and war crimes in Gaza. Orban has promised not to execute the warrant. Finally, South Korean police have begun dialing up their security levels in preparation for Friday's court ruling on President Yoon Suk-yeol's impeachment. Authorities are hoping to avoid a repeat of the 2017 presidential impeachment ruling when four people died after the court upheld the removal of former President Park Geun-hye. For more on these stories and for the latest news, check out today.lu. Turning now to sport. And in cycling, Belgian star Remco Evenepoel is set to make his return at the Tour de Romandie following a horrific training accident in December. Evenepoel broke a hand, ribs, and shoulder blade after striking the open door of a stationary postal van in Brussels while preparing for the new season. The six-day Tour de Romandie in Switzerland gets underway on April 29th. FIFA President Gianni Infantino has announced that the United States is the sole bidder for the 2031 Women's World Cup, and the United Kingdom is set to host the 2035 tournament. Infantino also said FIFA planned to increase the number of participating teams at the Women's World Cup from 32 to 48 in time for the 2031 tournament. Can't get enough sport? Then head over to today.lu. The fine weather is due to continue this afternoon with sunny skies, a gentle breeze, and high temperatures of between 15 and 17 degrees.